the podcast from Belmont Chapel in Exeter, sharing the story, living the life. For more information, go to belmontchapel.org.uk.
Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation.'" Then Jesus said to them, "Suppose you have a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have no food to offer him.' And suppose the one inside answers, 'Don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of your friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. So, I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. The one who seeks, finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will you give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?"
Hello, my name's John. I'm the youth worker here at Belmont Chapel. And I'm really excited to be with you today because Sunday morning means that we get to worship Jesus. And frankly, that's the best thing that a human being can do. So before we get into the Bible, I would like to start with an experiment. What is your favourite piece of music? Okay, and I don't mean your favourite song, I mean your favourite piece of music. So it might be a refrain, it might be like a solo, might be like a little bit in the middle, it could be a classical piece, but your favourite piece of music, just your favourite tune that you find yourself humming away to, okay? For me, it's the introduction to Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses. If you don't know that, it goes do 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 do. Yeah, you know it. What we're gonna do, okay, is now that we've all got our favourite piece of music, you've got your favourite piece of music, you've had like a full 20 seconds to think about this, it's going to work. We're going to sing it together using the do-do-do method, okay? I'm going to count us in. Are you ready? I hope so. I can't tell. I hope so. 3, 2, 1, go. That's enough. It's silly. It's going on way too long. I'm really hoping I wasn't the only one doing it because I know that I look stupid doing it, but I just hope that other people look stupid doing it with me. I'm not sure what the whole head dance was. It just happened. Anyway, the point that I'm illustrating poorly in doing that is that if we did that all together in the church, I would expect it would just be a big messy mess of doo-doo-doo-doos and you wouldn't be able to pick out any individual thing because we're all different. It's obvious. We all have different skills, different passions, different talents. We are all made to be different and unique. But importantly, in a world that celebrates being individual as much as it possibly can, there are still a lot of things that unite us. We all need to eat, to sleep, to drink. We need to exercise a bit. We need to wear our face masks when we're in shops. We need to do stuff that we enjoy, otherwise we get sad. I think Jesus today in our reading has added an extra thing to that list. We all need to pray. Now, I don't know how you feel about prayer. Personally, I know prayer has done massive things in my life, huge, massive things. And I also know that I still forget to pray more often than I would like. I think it's very easy to misunderstand prayer, to see it as something that is empty. You know, sometimes something tragic can happen and people post on Twitter, oh, you know, prayers and blessings with you. And you think, oh, that doesn't mean anything. You know, if you don't know Jesus, if you don't know God, prayer can seem like you're just shouting requests to a genie or wishing for a superhero to come to your rescue. It doesn't feel like something that matters. And I think if we're not careful, we can define prayer ourselves and ignore what the Bible says about prayer. And Jesus here is really clear about what prayer is. First things first, and this is really important, the disciples come to Jesus and say, hey, teach us how to pray. And Jesus starts by saying, when you pray. He doesn't say, if you pray. So it's an expectation. We're meant to pray all the time, continually. It's not like habitually. It's not an optional extra. We should be praying. And then he goes on to give us a bunch of different reasons and how and tips and all sorts of things. I'm going to boil it down to three things. Tip number one, remember who you're talking to. I think sometimes with prayer, the hardest thing is that getting that initial motivation. We go, oh, do you know, it's just prayer. I can't think of anything to say. Meh, I can't be bothered. Jesus starts by praying to his Father, okay? And then he recognizes who his Father is. He talks about his generosity, his love, his patience, his readiness to listen to us, his forgiving heart. Jesus knows who he's talking to, and that's what motivates him to talk to him. When we pray, we do so with the confidence that we're not just shouting into the wind or holding onto our lottery ticket and hoping. We're talking to a God who is listening to us, who will respond to us, and who will answer our prayer in perfect love. Wow, that's exciting. I don't know about you, but lockdown has shown me how important communication is. I'm really enjoying the odd little occasion where you bump into someone that you know in the street, or having the regular family Zoom time, which you meet, suddenly talk to your family way more than you used to. Little things matter because you just get to connect to that person and to have good sharing time with them. Prayer's like that. Prayer is important because if we remember who it is we're talking to, we're motivated to talk to them more because we know them more. Prayer enables us to come into the presence of God, a God who made us, who loves us, and has future plans for us. I say it again, wow, like prayer should be exciting. That's exciting. Point two, keep it varied. So the Lord's Prayer is something that you'll all be familiar with. Belmont did a series of evening services about it about a year ago, I think. You can find them on the new website under the talks bar at the top, along with all of our other talks, plug. But Jesus purposely puts a lot of different things into the Lord's Prayer, because if all our prayer life is help, I'm struggling, I need something, and that's the easiest prayer to pray, and it's an important prayer, but if that's all our prayer life is, what happens is that when we're done praying that prayer, we take our prayer and we put it in a box on the wall labeled break in case of emergency, and we never think about it again. That doesn't make us prayerful people. It's not what Jesus says we should do. Jesus says we should praise God. Praising God means that we increase our faith, we understand, that we remember who he is, we increase our trust in him. Seeking his will in our lives keeps us going forward, keeps us building kingdom, keeps us thinking of others. Yeah, we should ask for his blessing, but we should also ask for his forgiveness. Prayers of repentance are massively important because that's, the Bible says when we repent, we are filled with the Spirit of God. So repentance is actually how we receive blessings. Confession is vital. And also it helps to fuel us in resisting temptation. If you think you've got nothing to pray about in your life, you're kind of doing it wrong, because everything in your life is worth praying about, whether it's big or small. Jesus describes praying as ask, seek, knock. Yeah, it's an active thing. It requires us to do stuff. Ask, seek, knock. Do, do, do. It's not just a way to sing a song, make a fool of yourself. It's a way to pray. I'd encourage you to be praying actively about the things going on in your life, whether they're big or small, not just to be asking, but to be sharing, to be reflecting, to be just spending time with God. So it's not all about us. It's great when we do it. Hint three, don't stop praying. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, you might know, says, pray without ceasing. Yikes. What? I've got things to do. I can't pray all the time. I don't understand that verse. As helpful as the Lord's Prayer is, I think the key message is actually in the text that follows. You see, Jesus describes prayer as being this everyday interaction. And I think that's how we need to see this idea of praying constantly. Jesus describes a father and a son. It's an everyday interaction. He describes friends seeking hospitality. He describes someone knocking on a door. Maybe it's your Amazon delivery driver coming with another parcel for you. It's everyday occurrences that we should be used to, and prayer should slot into that form. We shouldn't have prayer as this exclusively sacred, highly routine discipline, because it's more than that. It's everyday life. It's constant. Yeah, pray regularly, pray at certain times, but pray at other times as well. I don't know if you've heard of a guy called John Carpenter, not the movie director, but actually the first guy who ever won Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. He was the first person to become a millionaire from it. He's an American guy, so he's the first $1 million winner. And his $1 million question, he gets to it, and he's still got all three of his lifelines. The guy's a bit of a genius. And his question is, which of these US presidents appeared on the television series Laughing? And, Laughing. The options are A, Lyndon Johnson, B, Richard Nixon, C, Jimmy Carter, or D, Gerald Ford. Do you know the answer? I'm a bit of a trivia geek. I've not got a clue. I know who I'd guess, but I'm not playing for $1 million. I'd have taken the money at that point. Or at least I'd have used one of my three lifelines. So John decides, yeah, I'm going to use my lifelines. I'm going to use my phone a friend. And he says, can I phone my dad Tom? And so the host says, yep, sure, phones him through. And he says, Tom, your son's playing for $1 million and he needs your help. The next voice you hear is going to be his. He's going to read the question and the answers out to you. So it goes to John, and John says, hiya, Dad. It's John. I don't actually really need your help. I just wanted to tell you that I'm going to win $1 million because the answer is, and then he said the answer, it's Richard Nixon. And he won $1 million. So why do I tell that in the story? Well, the thing about Jesus is, right, he prays a lot. Jesus doesn't just pray when times hard. He does pray when times are hard. We know the Garden of Gethsemane. We know the crucifixion. We know that Jesus would pray when stuff was really challenging. But also the Bible shows us time and time again that Jesus just spent time in prayer, that he would go away daily to pray about things, that he would pray for people, that he would pray for himself, that he would pray about the world, that he would pray for us in the present. He's praying all the time about everything. But here's the other thing. We know that Jesus is part of the Trinity. We know that Jesus is God. He's the Son of God, but he's also God. He's God incarnate. And so he knows everything that God knows. So he's not praying to God, trying to discern his will or to change his mind or to get things from God necessarily. You see, just like John Carpenter, the guy who was the millionaire, Jesus talked to his dad, even though he knew the answers already. So there's something to be done there. If you think, actually, I don't need to pray about this stuff because I've got it under control, I'm all right, I've got it sorted. Or maybe you think, I don't need to pray about this stuff because it's not that big a deal. It's nothing worth bothering God with. Well, actually, I think Jesus bothers God with everything. And I think his charge to us is to pray all the time and not stop. So there we have it. Living with Jesus, a life with Jesus, is one where prayer is key. I urge you to pray more. And pray big. We talked about that. Pray big, daring prayers about changing the world. Absolutely. But you know what? Pray small as well. Pray about how you feel today. Pray about the worry that you've got tomorrow. Pray about the fact that you don't really think that anything's going on at the moment. The more that we share with God, the closer we get into his presence, and the more that he can say, do you know what? This is what I want to do with your life. This is where I can see you going, and this is how much I love you. These are all wow things. These are all really exciting things. Share your life with the one who loves you perfectly and let him continue to lead you, to fuel you, and to guide you. Prayer is just worth doing as often as we can do it. There's no simpler way of saying it. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you that through your word, you have shown us so much truth and so much love. And Lord Jesus, I thank you for the example that you have given us of a man who prays, and who prays regularly and diligently, and who prays into relationship. And I just ask that you continue to spur us on in doing that. Holy Spirit, we ask that you give us a spirit of communication, of wanting to share with you, of confession, of adoration, of praise, of bold requests. I pray that you make us an active people when it comes to prayer, that we will do, we will ask, we will seek, and we will knock, rather than sit and do nothing. Lord, stir in us a heart to come to you with all of our requests, with all of our worries, with all of our frustrations, and to share them with you, knowing that you love us perfectly. Father, I ask that you bless us as a church family as we continue to go forward, seeking your will for this world. Amen.